In this bulletin, Melbourne's crucial 14-day average for COVID-19 cases trends downwards. US President Donald Trump defends deliberately downplaying the seriousness of coronavirus. And the International Olympic Committee says it has confidence in its preparations for next year's games. Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer Alan Cheng says he's pleased with downward trend in the state's coronavirus tally. The rolling 14-day averages from the 27th of August to the 9th of September in metropolitan Melbourne is 70.1 and in regional Victoria is 4.5. Cases in the last 24 hours fell to 51 after Wednesday's spike of 76 cases. Professor Cheng says the condition of a 14-day average of 5 cases to reduce restrictions is a general indicator.
The 5 cases a day is not an absolute hard and fast rule, and the date is not a hard and fast date. We need to be looking at this every day. We're going to be looking at the improvements that have been made to case management and contact management. We are getting there. It wasn't that long ago that we were talking about 700 cases a day, and now we're at 51.
And in New South Wales, a Sydney club has been closed after 2 people infected with the virus visited multiple times. Anyone who was at the eastern suburbs Legion Club in Waverley between 5 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. on the 28th of August have been told to immediately get tested for COVID-19 and isolate until they receive a negative result. 2 persons involved also attended the club while infectious on the evenings of the 1st, 4th, 5th and 6th of September. New South Wales Health is working with a club to contact and assess exposure risk to members and guests. Overseas, the US President Donald Trump has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic after audio recordings captured him admitting to deliberately downplaying the danger of COVID-19. The audio recordings were released by veteran US journalist Bob Woodward ahead of the publication of his book, Rage, due to be published next week. The president has repeatedly insisted that he has successfully managed the pandemic, which is soon on track to take 200,000 lives in the US. Mr. Trump told reporters the book is another political hit job, saying if he downplayed the danger of COVID-19, it was only to prevent a frenzy.
Well, I think if you said in order to reduce panic, perhaps that's so. The fact is, I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic, as you say. And certainly, I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy. We want to show confidence. We want to show strength. We want to show strength as a nation. And that's what I've done.
Back in Australia, and traditional owners in the Northern Territory say a native title decision will help the next generation in connecting with their culture. The station at the centre of the Wave Hill walk-off that kicked off the Aboriginal land rights movement is now recognised under native title for the Gurindji people and families of those striking workers. Native title holders will now be able to exercise their rights to hunt, gather and teach on land and waters and to conduct cultural activities and ceremonies. Granddaughter of Vincent Lingyari and Gurindji woman Lisa Smiller told NITV News that it was an exciting and wonderful time.
I'm really proud for what he's done and for the Gurindji people, and leaving his legacy and to us to take on the legacy for him.
Australians struggling with their mental health are reaching out to Lifeline in record numbers. Lifeline Chairman John Brogdon says its 13 11 14 crisis line has received more calls than ever in its 57-year history, with 3,326 calls made by Australians in crisis as recently as Tuesday. Mr. Brogdon says on World Suicide Prevention Day and Are You OK Day, Lifeline's crisis helpline acts like a barometer to the mental well-being of the nation. And the Prime Minister's wife, Jenny Morrison, has made a rare public appearance urging women to look after their health during the coronavirus pandemic. In a video filmed for not-for-profit group Jean Hales for Women's Health, Ms. Morrison says it's important women book appointments for pap smears, mole checks and mammograms.
Pathology centres are reporting that thousands and thousands of Australian women have put off their pap smear tests. Even with telehealth, GPs are reporting that female face-to-face visits are down as well. This week is Women's Health Week, And it's a chance for women across Australia to remind themselves about getting up to date with all of those tests and their health.
The president of the International Olympic Committee says while the final overall look of the Tokyo 2021 Games is uncertain, there is strong commitment to delivering a COVID-safe event. Thomas Bach says several issues will be finalised months in advance, even though no deadlines have been set for deciding on the number of international spectators or the specific qualifications processes. He says many scenarios are being considered.
Of course, social distancing is under consideration. Many other questions. We are also following very closely what's happening with the development of rapid testing and developments of vaccination and vaccines.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country at the moment. In Perth, a couple of showers easing later in the day, 19 degrees. In Adelaide, fine weather, 24. Sunny as well in Melbourne, where it's 20 degrees for you. In Hobart, also fine weather, 17. Partly cloudy in Canberra, it's 14 degrees. A couple of showers in Wollongong, 17. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 19. A couple of showers in Brisbane as well, 23 for you. A possible shower, 28 for Cairns. And 35 for you in Darwin, where it'll be a fine and sunny day. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to check out our stories on our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.